This is KTSW San Marcos. You're here on Other Side Drive with your hosts, David and
Jose.
And we're so excited. We've got Golden Boy here in the studio right now, about to go on, play us a couple songs. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves and say what you play?
All right. My name's Sean Sullivan. I'm going to be playing keyboards right now here in the studio. And I'll let the rest of the band introduce themselves, too.
I'm Nicole Verhame. I think Sean's going to be singing as well, and I will be singing with him and playing his beautiful Gretsch guitar.
That is a beautiful Gretsch guitar.
Hi, I'm Katie Stone, and I play bass, but right now I'm just taking some photographs.
No bass today, huh, Katie?
No.
Hey, my name is Brian Boss. I play the drums with Golden Boy. I'll be playing tambourine, though, so that's going to be good.
And this song we're going to start with is off our new record, The New Familiar. It's called Today is the Day.
I feel it happening. It feels like now. I see it all around, and now I see it in you. Today is the day, today is the day. Today is the day, today is the day. The world will melt away, the sun shines through. Nothing can stop us, we can make it through. Today is the day. Today is the day. Today is the today is the day. Today is the day. Today is the day.
That was awesome.
It was really good.
Thank
yeah.
You. Thank you so much.
Very beautiful. Just we were commenting on one of the songs way earlier and talking in our set on the radio, and we're talking about how that just like had such a mood that went with the day and had this right kind of vibe for this weather change. So that's what I was feeling. I was just picturing
just
like the outside and the it was
just sitting outside. Like I said, it's perfect music today. Everything is going well with the weather. It's so awesome.
It is a good day. There's got to be a catch somewhere, but I don't think so.
I don't think so.
A catch to the day? Yeah. We've yet to see. Knock on wood. So far, so good. I've had a good day thus far.
Okay, well, we're going to have a good night. We're playing
definitely.
In Austin. So.
Yes. Why don't we talk about that really quick before you go into that? We see all are playing at the Hole in the Wall tonight in Austin with Super Light Bike, the Baker Family, and you're featuring the New Familiar and Mike Nicolay and the Sensations. And that's at 9 p.m. with a $5 cover at Hole in the Wall.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. We'd love to be back at Hole in the Wall. We've always had a good time there.
Yeah. Have you all? Where else have you played in Austin?
Well,
let's see. We've played...
Probably about most of the places.
Okay.
For South by Southwest, we usually come through for about 5 or 6 shows, so we've played quite a few.
Nice.
I know there's more than quite a few in Austin.
Yeah, there's it's a live music
so
capital
much.
Of the world. A lot of
down.
Lot there. Well, do y'all want to play another song?
Absolutely.
Do you want to do something off the record?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Just...
We can do that. We have y'all's albums in and CD to play. Why don't we play something off the new record?
Yeah.
It's going to be the first track called The Walking Song. Awesome stuff, man.
Yeah, that was Golden Boy here on Other Side Drive. That was actually a track off their new album, the first track off of their new album. And the track that they played live a minute ago was the second track off their new album. So next we'll be doing the Zero With track off their new album to follow the order. That was a joke. There's no such thing as a Zero With track off their new album. But anyway, they're here in studio, and we want to ask you guys more about this new album. You just recorded it this summer. Talk a little bit about that.
Basically, we did it in 12 days from beginning to end, including like the recording, orchestrating the songs. We didn't even really know what songs we were going to put on there. And the artwork and everything, mastered, delivered, went on tour the very next day. So we had a late night deadline.
July 1st through July 12th, 2012.
And you went on tour the next day, and this is still that same tour?
No, this is back.
Okay, that would be a long, long since of going. But you've been on tour right now. You're from L.A., you say.
Yeah.
And so talk about the road life, like what this has been like.
Well, we've been on the road for about 5 weeks now. And the purpose was to go to the CMJ Music Festival in New York. And along the way, we got to do the Midpoint Festival in Denver, Colorado.
Cincinnati.
That was the last tour, Denver, Colorado.
Yeah, anyways, that was UMS.
UMS Festival. They're all kind of blending
together. It all blends together after a year of
This
of
is the
touring.
Fourth Golden Boy tour this year as far as... there was a residency in February 5th.
Fifth Golden Boy tour this year.
So it's been a wild ride. All these stories are coming together. But anyways, CMJ was awesome. We did a Brooklyn show, and then we also did a show in Manhattan at Arlene Grocery, which was really cool. The Midpoint Festival was also exciting. That's in Cincinnati.
Grizzly Bear was there, Best Coast, Dinosaur Jr.
It
was a great festival.
Yeah.
So y'all have like met all these awesome people. You, Jay Maskus, did you get to?
No.
You
never
done, okay. Somebody, I did a little live sound thing for South By last year as a volunteer, and one of the guys that was part of my program doing that got to do live sound for Jay Maskus, and said that was just the coolest thing ever. He was so humbled by that, and yeah. And y'all talked. You said you've played a lot of South Bys. I don't know how soon they organize everything. You know, are you playing this year?
I think so, yeah.
It would be a good possibility of that. It seems to always come together, and especially with the new release and stuff. We'll see.
All right. Be on the lookout for Golden Boy.
Yeah,
and
always coming around.
Y'all have another live track that you were going to play. Do y'all want to take it away with that?
Yeah, this song is called Body and Soul. It's off our 2011 release, Sleepwalker.
Ocean's gray, pedal away to the old road by Crystal Cove. And with the red dress gone, the swimsuit on as they waded to the water below. So come on, come on. Come on, come on, it's not that cold. Come on, come on, come on, come on, your body and soul. Here we go, at the pole, still singing far. Come on, come on,
body and soul. Here we go, at the pole, still singing far below. Hello, my body and soul. Oh, oh, oh. Love, hello, still singing far below. Hello, my body and soul. Oh, oh,
KTSW San Marcos, you're listening to Other Side Drive. I love that keyboard crescendo at the end.
That's really awesome.
Like when you rose the volume. That was very cool. We love you guys' songs. They have such a good feel to them. And,
yeah.
And like we keep saying mood music. Like they have a good, like, groovy mood to it.
This goes with the day-to-day.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, this is Golden Boy here in the studio. We're going to talk with them a little bit more.
You're listening to Other Side Drive on KTSW San Marcos.
This is KTSW San Marcos here with your host, David.
We almost went a perfect day. Sorry, I was like, it's Jose. We almost went a perfect day without messing up, but it was a part of the commercial, right?
That start to that song that you heard was part of the commercial. It was not us accidentally playing a song.
You guys would never
do that.
That's a trick for y'all for Halloween. That's what that was.
Yeah, we'll give you your treat. Your treat is having Golden Boy here in the studio right now performing. Wow, pulled that one off.
Right?
It's a treat for us as well. Nice.
David.
Yeah, all right. So anyways, they're here in the studio, and we've been talking with them about like all that they've done. You've played with some awesome artists such as Elliot Smith and Alex Chilton. Do you want to talk at all about like some of the noteworthy people that you've...
Well, when I was playing... And Elliot Smith, in his band, we did the Bumper Shoot Festival one time, and that was when Big Star was reuniting, so... And Elliot was a big fan of theirs, and so I remember those two meeting back there, and...
Yeah.
And it was a special show, for sure.
It's gotta be...
Yeah, so we've just been... Yeah, we kind of been rolling around the country... it's amazing because it always is changing so much every year, the different clubs, new bands and stuff, and other people that are starting other bands, and people like we play with Jason Lytle from Granddaddy quite often, and he's a good friend of ours, and seeing Granddaddy come back out and doing a bunch of shows, and it rubs off in a lot of different ways, and
Sean played in Eels as well.
Right. Yeah. Saw that.
Been doing it a long time.
And you say this is the first time y'all guys all are doing a first tour together, right?
Yes.
This year.
So yeah. Is it a big change? Like, oh, we got to get a bigger vehicle now. We got to go more roads everywhere.
No, we all four fit.
Yeah. Rolling in the Sprinter. And yeah, it's just been a very, like, I don't know, not to sound, but it's been very an organic kind of experience where the group just kind of like came together just like kind of effortlessly, and everyone just gels in such a way that that's why this new record that we did called The New Familiar is kind of so special, I think, because we did it so quick and so fresh that we'd never even played any of these songs before, like live. And when we got it, first time I listened to it in sequence was after it came back from pressing, so we're really excited for that.
Nice. And awesome. We were talking about how much we like y'all's sound and the mood of it. Do you want to talk at all about bands that have influenced you? And
well, that's a hard question for me. Maybe Brian can. I've got way too many.
Yeah.
Brian's iPod influences all of us.
We've been listening to a lot of the Village People on this road. They inspire us. Yeah.
I hear that. You sound just like them.
It's really just because we want to go there for a shower to the YMCA, so that's why we keep singing the song.
Oh, that is true.
It's more like, wish I knew yesterday, or what I didn't know yesterday is what I didn't know then.
So we didn't know now what I didn't know then.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't understand why you're not just a Village People cover band. I mean, y'all songs are cool and all, but
Four of us. We
I
want to
be a pirate.
I'll be the Indian.
It's a new retro song. Being a pirate, this reinvents the Village People.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll be back home in a week, back to Los Angeles, and then we're gonna do an LA show out there, which is gonna be. Yeah. Pretty cool with a
Bootleg
band called
Theater we're playing at 14th.
With the Mina Birds are headlining that show, so we're excited. That will be our actual album release party for The New Familiar, which you heard track number one off of.
Yeah.
So if any of y'all are in Los Angeles on November 14th, remember that we are playing at the Bootleg Theater.
If you come and you say that you heard us on KTSW, you will get a free stuff.
All right.
A free stuff.
Excited to see what that entails.
I know. Me too.
And it is the top of the hour. Thank you for bringing up KTSW. Can y'all for us, for an hour, happiness be like, this is Golden Boy. You're listening to KTSW 89.9.
All right. Ready, one. This is Golden Boy.
Golden Boy.
And you're listening to KTSW.
Wow. That was perhaps the best legal ID I have ever heard. Thank you guys so much for doing that.
Thank you guys so much.
We're going to make sure we play that for our show a lot more.